Hello everyone, welcome to the next installment of 10 Minutes with AY. I'm your host AY, and today I have with me a special guest, Turks. Just kidding, he's not with me. I love when they say this on podcasts. He's not with me. We recorded it before, and now I'm just recording this. But before we get to the discussion with Turks, I just wanted to talk to you about something. I wanted to talk about teeth, because I recently went for a root canal, and they told me I needed a crown. But they said they can't do the crown because I need my wisdom teeth pulled. And they said their wisdom tooth guy only comes in on Saturdays. So, look, I mean, you need a dentist that's going to be there, that's going to be there every day, I guess, and also a Shomer Shabbos. So that's why you should be going to Schwimmer and Slavic Dental Associates, located in Point Pleasant, right near Lakewood. So you don't have that busy hustle of Lakewood and all the people. And it's about 15, 20 minutes away. It's a family practice. They see adults and kids and everything. They have TVs on the ceiling, so your kids will be preoccupied because they don't have one at home, obviously. They do everything a dentist does: crowns, root canals, all that. Everything you never might need. Extractions, whitening. They even do Invisalign, and they accept almost all private insurances. Give them a call, 732-899-3363. That's 732-899-3363. And let them know that AY sent you. I don't even know if they know. Anyways, welcome to 10 Minutes with AY, Turks. And, I think what we have to talk about is how I should be scared because your joke account has been suspended.
Isn't that the craziest thing of all the 2020 catastrophes? Because, first of all, I don't want to jinx anything, but the original first Turks jokes was on UPAC, which you're not even old enough to know what that is. And I'm sure a lot of you listen. If you Google UPAC, you're probably not even going to find any kind of reference to it. And UPAC was the original Twitter. It launched a year before Twitter, and all the Heimish people got onto it. And I left UPAC about 2008, 2009. That's when I jumped onto Twitter, and that's when everybody left UPAC and joined Twitter. And now I'm out of Twitter. My Turks Jokes account is out of Twitter. My regular Jake Turks verified account is still alive and kicking.
Which is weird, because if they know that they're both you, then that's a weird thing, you know?
So my theory is that... And the only plausible theory that I can come up with, semi-plausible, is that they assumed that Turks Jokes was someone impersonating me. Wow. And they nemzichon on my honor, and they immediately booted Turks Jokes after waiting 11 years and some 6,000 jokes, and they just got rid of Turks Jokes without asking myself or Turks Jokes for any kind of verification as to the identity. They just suspended the account indefinitely. By the way, this was the first time Turks Jokes was suspended, and it's not so. Usually, if you get suspended over something that you said that was questionable or racist or antagonistic or whatever, then they tell you, they point out which tweet was problematic, and they give you like 24 to 48 hours to delete the tweet. Mm-hmm. And if that happens too many times, or if you're conservative, then it has to happen zero times. But Turks Jokes account was not conservative. It was just making jokes with Yiddish and Hebrew words, the kind of jokes that you would not be able to understand just through Google Translate. You're either in or you're not.
Right.
And yeah, so it's not like there was a particular joke that they misunderstood. I made fun of Mashiach's donkey, and they somehow thought that was a euphemism for the Barack Obama president. No, that's not what happened. They didn't say these tweets or this tweet or something like that. They just shut it down. Like that meme says, the goyim know, shut it down. It's like either they just found out about it or they had been waiting 11 years and they couldn't find anything, and they said, you know, just suspend you indefinitely without any explanation. So here we are.
Right. I just hope it's not like it's not a thing with like from jokes that they're just like, they can't, maybe some rav got involved, like a,
like, and said, spoke to the guy, he spoke to Jack Dorsey, and he's like, I mean, the leitanas that's going on, and it all starts with Turks, because I think he's the original, and you gotta cut off the, you know, and I think he's the one. I think there's some Rav who is behind all this. A Masifta Rebbe, probably.
No, yeah, no, I don't know. Cut off the what? Tell me right now. Cut off the what? I do not know.
Cut the head.
You're assuming
off
like I know.
Animal. Shecht it.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see. Yeah. No, so I think what I'm going to have to start doing until I get my count unsuspended is I'm just going to have to, and I hope no one's done this already, I think I'm going to have to write all of my funny jokes on a sign and hold up the sign and post pictures on Instagram of me holding up the sign with the jokes, which I'm positive no one's done this.
No,
yet.
Wait, no one has done
I think I'll be,
a sign where you hold up a sign yeah. and say like a joke on the sign? Like you could totally get yeah. the sign.
Get with the sign, right. right. That's great. Are you on board or what? I should do that. I should really do that. It would be terrible if someone already came
right,
up
no,
with
I
this.
Think,
so
I
I'm
think
doing
the people
it.
People who came up with it, if they did, if there is an idea, would probably be upset. But I don't think I don't think. Check if Yid with sign is taken on Instagram. I mean,
yeah, yeah, and if it is taken, we should all follow it because I'm guessing not that I have any like not that I would know because I don't assume it exists. But if it does, it's probably very funny, and it's probably on par with your kind of humor. So I think it would be a worthy follow.
It might be. I like it could be like my kind of thing to be involved in. I don't know.
You know. Now that you mention it, I think this is like way up your alley. You know, let's do this. I think you should do this with a partner. Have someone else that nobody ever heard of. In this case, me, right. theoretically.
You or like, because I'll just make up a name, like Jack Langer or something. And maybe call
yeah,
you Jack.
Yeah, not even Jake. Not even Jake Langer. Not even Jake Langer. Like something that they can't even trace back. And then and everybody would be like, oh, yeah, this is legit. Sure.
Well, you know what they're going to do? There's going to be a conspiracy that you're Jack Langer now.
Yeah, you do that for 11 years, and then they shut you down for no reason. And then you know, that's 2020.
I think there's an attack on From social media in general. Do you know anything about From LinkedIn?
Well, yeah, that proves, by the way, that proves that Ben Shapiro is not From, technically.
Technically, right. He hasn't been...
Technically, no, not that I'm that Masifta Rebbe that decides who's from and who isn't. I'm just pointing out that Lefi Ani Hazdaiti, if they're going after From Twitter and they don't go after Ben Shapiro, I think that's a very clear indicator. I don't know what their metrics for From Kite or for Twitter are.
Look, I'll tell you like
but
this.
You mentioned, yeah.
When I started off, when I was like starting to see, like notice what's going on Twitter, this was like about, it wasn't even 2 years. It was like October of 20, whatever. I don't know, 18. I like would tag you know, people like tag people in. So like, you know, you try to get noticed, but I think I realized early on, like Ben Shapiro is not from Twitter member at all. He's just not, he's not involved and there's no reason to tag him.
Hey guys, who do you call when you have a Shiloh? You probably call a rabbi, right? Well, guess what? Now there's a rabbi for your computer and technology needs. Computer Rabbis. ComputerRabbis.com. Check them out. They'll help you with anything. Good friend of mine. Anything you need for the computer, anything you need, computers, IT, fixing a laptop, diagnosing an issue, deciding on your next phone system, phones, printer, computers, everything, give them a call. They'll help you. They're not going to charge you those exorbitant diagnostic fees and tell you that your thing is broken and they'll get you a new one. They're going to help you, and if they can't help, you know, they're not going to charge you. They're not going to charge you if you have a quick need that'll take a second. You can give them a tip on their website, obviously you can give them a call, 845-202-0077. That's 845-202-0077-0077. You can give them a call. You can WhatsApp them. They'll help you right away. They have great reviews on Google. Don't forget to give them a review. Tell them AY sent you. You'll get 10% off. He doesn't do this normally, give deals like this, but tell him AY sent you and you'll get that 10%.
One more thing that I think you would agree with me on. I think we spoke about this at one point. I think we have to move past the, like, I'll tell you a story and then you'll agree with me that we have to move past this. I was sitting on Shabbos. I came early to Mincha by mistake. It wasn't on purpose. I thought Mincha was 6:30. Instead, it was 7 o'clock. And I sat there, and there were a couple of guys there I know, and we were talking about the movie 1917 came up, right? And I was in the middle of saying how 1917 is a dumb movie because it's running, like the entire movie is them running. And as I'm in the middle of saying how, yeah, 1917 is a dumb movie, the Rav walked in. Like the Rav walked into like this little hallway that I was schmoozing in. And the other guy who was in the middle of talking stopped talking. And I just continued. I like took off where he left off. And I'm like, yeah, 1917 was a dumb movie. And I with the Rav there. And like after the Rav walked away, the guy's like, oh, the Rav, whatever. And I'm like, you think the Rav doesn't know that every single person watches movies? Like, we're not, this is not like Masifta. Like, let's move past this thing where all of a sudden, like, movies is such a bad thing. We all watch them. We all know we watch them. We all know we watch TV shows. Like, let's go. Enough. You know what I'm saying?
Aruchap. Did the Rav disagree? Did he say 1970 was a good movie?
No, I'm sure he would have. I just, he didn't chime in. So I don't know.
You're saying he's one of those guys. He's like one of those Epshir Fakir, Ibcha Mistabra, one of those type of people. Mehecha Teisi was a bad movie. He's like Dafka Fakir.
Right. I wish he would have given his opinion. But like this idea that we can't talk about movies because what if the Rav walks in? I mean, the Rav knows we watch movies, right? He should.
I mean, it's quarantine.
Right.
I mean, when else are you supposed to watch, right? Yeah, so here's my thought about 1917. It's very interesting. I studied and taught World War I for many years because of all the world wars, World War I is like the underdog of world wars. It's like the least known of all the world
right.
wars.
Right, World War II came over. And World War II came around and just totally...
Yeah, and then World War III, it lasted for about 2.5 hours, but it was, you know, so recent.
Right.
Between Trump and Iran. It was so recent that people still remember it. But World War I, people know nothing about. So I did a lot of studying of it, and I thought 1917 had a lot of great, just from a I can't even say the word, perspective, as well as from a historic perspective. They definitely broke ground, and you're saying that they're always running. What you probably also picked up on was that the camera was always running. Right. It's basically a... Like the entire thing is one take.
I think which way. Is. I don't think they stopped it. I think they said, "Okay, guys, here we're gonna get just run across. Just keep running. We set up things along the way. Some obstacles. There's gonna be a plane that's gonna crash while you're running. Just keep running. Okay, don't."
Yeah, and yeah, and they did what we're doing, and they started off saying, "Yeah, they're like it's just gonna be run for 10 minutes, and then by the time they're done, it's a 2-hour movie." Like our conversation. You're like, we're just going to run our mouths and just keep it running and we're going to record it and then we'll stop after 10 minutes and then 2 hours later we turn around and we have this piece of garbage that people listen to, by the way, and then talk about it and show afterwards how bad it was, and then the Rav just has to walk by and not say anything, even though he knows exactly what they're talking about.
Right.
But he's a Rav and he's afraid he'll be kicked off of Twitter if he admits that he listened to the conversation. I don't know.
Right. He is on Twitter. He's for sure on Twitter. There's no question that he is one of those like Bakrim accounts that are posting jokes. I think we should be able to get past, like, if you make a phone call, you're obviously not, like, you're when you're calling someone, right, you're not, like, saying anything that's, like, short or, like, you don't need small talk anymore for a phone call. Like, if you wanted a small talk, you could have just sent a quick text.
Right.
So if someone's calling you, then there's a question, there's a need, there's a reason, you know? I think we can move past the hello, how are you, how's everything, oh, good. Like that, like no, we could just go. Like,
yeah,
I wanted to ask you where you're, you know.
Yeah, can you explain that to my mother though?
I think all of our, mothers should know. I think, we don't use phone calls anymore. Hey, what's up? It's not, we're not doing that. We're not.
I think we should, hide it within the challah recipe. Like when they exchange recipes, it should like just show up there, say, and by the way, you don't have to ask all the introductory questions on a phone call anymore. It's just not a thing.
Right. It's just, all the I mean, you have a connection, I think, to the Ami, so maybe the Ami Living could start promoting that, for the women who read it. Oh yeah, you know who else does small talk? The guy who does the yeshiva fundraising. He'll always call
Yeah.
and be like, "How are you?" And I'll be like, "I'm just not giving you money this month. I didn't get to ask you how you were." I know. Fine, you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who else does small talk? The doctor. The yeshivish doctor, when he's trying to make you feel a little bit more comfortable about the invasive procedure he's doing on you, but he makes you feel less comfortable. He's asking you, so tell me again, you have two kids in Shidduchim now? What?
Or as he's like sticking his hand,
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. We'll let the viewers imagine whatever. Yeah.
you still diving by Rosenberg's. Why do from singers? No, that's not my question. My question is, if we're not allowed to listen to non-Jewish music, why are from singers allowed to listen to non-Jewish music? Because you know that from singers are listening to non-Jewish music because half their songs take an intro or something along the way from a non-Jewish song. So you know they're listening. But no, we're not allowed to. So like there are like emissaries, like they're gonna go out, listen to the music, and they're gonna let us know what's hot, and then they're gonna sing it for us in a different, like in a little different way, a little like not as professional because they're not goyish. And oh, you're back.
It's the same. It's the same reason why chocolate manufacturers, Jewish chocolate manufacturers, are allowed to eat Chol HaVakum, and any Jewish manufacturers in general are allowed to eat Tray food. The same reason why singers are allowed to listen to Goyish music,
Right,
I
yeah,
think.
because they have to eat Chol HaStam to know it's out there. Like the guy who made the, what's
The fakin, the guy who made the fakin, had to know what bacon tasted like.
the right, exactly. There was somewhere along
Or
the way,
maybe he
the guy
didn't.
who made kosher bacon, fakin, whatever it is, and he knew what bacon tasted like.
Anyway, the reason why I didn't close it off professionally with Turks is because like my whole thing got messed up and there were technical difficulties. Then we tried again and there were more technical difficulties. So, anyways. Turks and I had a really good time, and hopefully we'll be doing this again. We have a lot of edited audio that I'm saving for a later date, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. But definitely, it was a fun interview, and stay tuned for more, and thanks for listening.